Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins. And hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite 2 a.m. radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 a.m. KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, where it is a beautiful day. 1400 a.m. KSPT in somewhat summery Sandpoint. A little cooler today than yesterday, about 10 degrees cooler. Actually, we reached 80 degrees in Sandpoint just for a minute yesterday. Then it went back down to 79, but just beautiful. And summer's finally here in North Idaho. It's finally Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we've got a lot to get to today as we come on the air. First up, we'll meet Maria Walden, and we'll be talking about the upcoming Breastfeeding Coalition Summit coming up next month. So we'll find out all about that. Then in our second segment, we'll introduce you to Josh and Maddie Dorrell. They have opened up a great new restaurant on the water in Hope at the Holiday Shores Marina. You'll know where this is. It's where Chop was most recently. And before that, it was Sweet Lou's for many years. And before that, Barney Ballard opened up Dock on the Bay with its world-famous urinal in the men's room. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, they've got a new restaurant there, and we will be learning all about that. It is called the Drift Lakeside. So, really fun couple, and they're bringing their little infant daughter along. So, looking forward to that. And then in our final segment, we'll welcome in Carrie Bertrand and JT Jacobson. They are with Kootenai Title in Coeur d'Alene and have recently opened up a shop here in Sandpoint as Bonner Title. Carrie is the marketing manager, and JT is the president, general manager, and all-around dude, from what my notes say. So anyway, we'll go with that. What else is going on? Well, of course, the festival at Sandpoint is about a month away. Can you just digest that for a second? It's just now turning into summer, and the festival at Sandpoint is about a month away. Thursday, July the 28th, it opens up with Revivalists. Chris Jansen with Low Cash is that Friday night, Mount Joy that Saturday, and Return of Pink Martini on Sunday, July the 31st, the second week. Starting on a Wednesday is a Kaleo. Thursday is the Beach Boys, which, by the way, if you haven't heard and you haven't gotten tickets, you are SOL. It's sold out. We're done. It's sold out. So Beach Boys, their second time in Sandpoint, second time selling out way early. Friday night, August the 5th, Gregory Allen Isakoff, and you know, he's a local guy, so, well, got local ties anyway, so you know the Shook Twins will be there and several others. The show maybe of the year on Saturday, August the 6th, Lindsay Sterling. And I knew very little about her until we started looking at booking her about 6 months ago. And I think this show is going to sell out. So that's Saturday, August 6th. Spokane Symphony and wine tasting and beer tasting on Sunday, August the 7th. Go to festival@sandpoint.com. Getting a little ahead of ourselves there. First, we got our 4th of July celebration. It's coming up on Monday, July the 4th. And of course, for about like the 168th year, the Sandpoint Lions Club will be putting on the parade, and after taking 1 year off during COVID, but they are back in full swing with the parade and, of course, the fireworks display at City Beach that night. And they have their fundraiser going on right now. You can, first prize is a $5,000 shopping spree anywhere you want to spend that $5,000 in Sandpoint. Anywhere. You can get it on food. You can buy a new bike. You can do whatever you want. $5 a ticket. And they are on Sundays, they're out in front of the Hoot Owl. On Wednesdays, they're at Super One. On Tuesdays, they're at Co-op. Let's see, Yolks on Thursdays. They're at Walmart on Friday. They're just everywhere you go. So buy a ticket from the Lions Club and thank them for what they do. What else is going on? Of course, Farmers Market is finally going to be a warm, dry one this Saturday, 9 to 1 in Farman Park in Sandpoint. Let's see, what else? The Turvan on Cedar Street in Sandpoint has started an open mic night And that will be, Oh, it's on Wednesdays. Excuse me. Wednesdays from 6 to 10. And, coming up, I couldn't forget this one. Coming up next Thursday is the return of Summer Sampler. Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce is putting that on. It's right by Connie's there. And the Cedar Street Hotel, or whatever they're called now, and Farm and Park, and it's area restaurants, and you get a taste of all this great food, and there will be wine from Pondere Winery, I believe, and a couple of craft beers, and there's music in the park that evening, a free concert. Cedar Teeth, they're called. They're from Mount Hood area, and that's going to be a great day, so mark your calendars now for July 30th. Starting about 5 o'clock, the Summer Sampler returns to downtown Sandpoint. We're going to take a break. When we return, we have Maria Walden with us, and we'll be chatting with her right after this.
New gaming machines bring big winning dreams. We have over 60 new gaming machines ready to make your winning dreams come true at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Add fun to your June with our midweek hot spins, weekend double hot spins, and super progressive jackpot. Our brand spanking new machines are just waiting to give you the best gaming experience ever. And that means 60 more ways to win. We also offer great midweek and weekend room rates, happy hour specials Monday through Thursday in Springs Restaurant, and a June head-to-toe special in our spa that features scalp and foot ritual and an anti-stress facial for just $99. Come celebrate June in a big winning way at the Kootenai Casino and check out more than 60 new machines offering more than 60 more ways to strike it rich. To book your June on the River getaway to Kootenai Casino, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
The Co-op Gas and Supply Company has been your go-to place for all things rural since 1934. From garden seeds, livestock feed, and health, to water heaters, plumbing and electrical, to propane appliances, we have just about everything you need for farm and home. The Co-op has a wide selection of livestock water tanks available now in a variety of sizes, and they make great raised beds too. In our clothing department, Michelle has some new short-sleeve shirts for the guys from Roper, and some beautiful summer tops in for the gals as well. If you're not yet a member of the Co-op, now might be a great time to join. One of the benefits is 3 cents off per gallon of fuel from any of our pumps 24/7. This benefit requires the use of a Co-op convenience card. If you haven't been to the Co-op for a while, drop by and see us. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pondere, 208-263-6820.
This summer, Dwight Yoakam is bringing the hillbilly hits to Northern Quest. Joined by Country Music Hall of Famer Annie Lou Harris and the Red Dirt Boys. Performing live on Friday, August 5th. Get your tickets now at northernquest.com.
This summer, Northern Quest cordially invites you to get out and stay out. It's easy thanks to our biggest Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concert lineup ever. 20 top-tier acts are coming to the 5,000-seat VECU Live stage. Plus, we're throwing a one-hour after-party with extended food and drink service under the stars. So get out and stay out with our largest concert lineup ever. Tickets and details at northernquest.com/OSC. Northern Quest, yes, the best.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday here on KBFI and KSPT, and we are joined by Maria Walden. She is a lactation consultant and a registered nurse with Kootenai Health. And Maria, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
And tell us about what you do. I mentioned the Breastfeeding Coalition in my introduction, and what is that all about?
Right. Well, I got so much to tell you about it. I could spend all day talking about it, but of course I won't.
Well, we've got 10 minutes.
I did give you a heads up. We would be talking about breasts. So thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. My professional organization is involved in the feeding of babies. Of course, we promote and protect breastfeeding primarily because it's human milk for human people, and that is the optimal food source for these babies. But we also involve ourselves in feeding any baby and helping our families all throughout Idaho do that. I say all throughout Idaho. I'm talking again about the Idaho Breastfeeding Coalition. My professional organization is an international organization. And the Idaho Breastfeeding Coalition is a part of a bigger organization called the United States Breastfeeding Committee. And all we do is push out awareness, and we protect, promote, and support infant feeding, but primarily breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. So do you encourage every woman that has a baby to breastfeed?
Well, of course we do, but we always have to keep in mind a mom's desires.
Yeah.
You know, so every baby wants to breastfeed, but every mom doesn't want to. So we have to kind of figure out what mom's plan is and support her in that plan. And currently, we're looking at the whole theme of our summit this year for the first time ever in North Idaho. I might add, is it takes a village. That's our theme and our discussion surrounding how do we support these families in feeding their babies and where the holes are. And I got to tell you that we go back as far as, before the pushing out of the Innocente Declaration in the 80s and the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative in the 90s and all the things that we determined these are the things that are going to help close these gaps and fill these holes. And we're still so far away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so our village is often surprised that every member of the village is people ask themselves, why does this matter to me? I mean, some of them might have already changed the station because you talked about breastfeeding. Everybody is part of that village. Whether you work in the library and a mom comes to you and says, where can I feed my baby or where can I pump my milk?
Gotcha.
And we don't want to send her to a bathroom. We want to make sure she has a private place, but it's clean and she can wash her hands and, et cetera. All those things are important. And, again, currently we're concerned about feeding babies during crisis or disasters, and how do we do that? Our emergency personnel, our emergency response teams, they need to know about what happens if we have a disaster on the ground. And a great story for you is what happened in Dakota a few years ago when they had a pretty rough winter, a lot of snow, a big freeze, and all the pipes burst in the community, and then there was a flood, and then there was a fire, and the entire community was out any water source, they had to have food drops, and the humanitarian efforts of, and I say humanitarian with almost a tongue in my cheek, because infant formula companies will come to the rescue in those situations. But those are not situations that are very helpful during those times because there's no safe water to mix formula. And that does not support breastfeeding families. So in as much as we would like to have those formula companies be a household word and easily accessed on the shelves of the grocery stores, currently they're not. So those are the things.
So I see it on the national news, a baby formula shortage.
Sure.
Is that happening here in North Idaho?
It sure is. Sure. And we get phone calls from moms who say, gosh, I'm really scared. I don't think I'm going to have enough milk. I do supplement with formula. I don't know where I'm going to get my next can. Can you help me relactate? Can you help me make more milk? Can you help me know where I can milk share with another mother?
Oh.
How do I get milk from a milk bank? So moms are scared, and they are rightly so. I don't think this is going to be solved anytime soon. And so, again, we are obligated and, morally, ethically, and legally bound to help all these moms feed their babies in the way that is safe and affordable.
So do you have any idea, I don't mean to get into politics or anything, but the baby formula shortage, how did that happen?
Oh, so many different ways. I wish I could access my presentation to you, but I'm without power right now. So a lot of different things. I mean, I think there were FDA approvals that were not happening. There is a common bacteria that has the potential to live in any can of powdered formula.
Oh.
And so we try to teach parents how to safely reconstitute that powder so that that bacteria doesn't manifest itself in the ways that it did in this recent situation where babies got sick. That's what initially pulled it off the shelf, was this Chronobacter bacteria. And so because it took a while for the FDA to reapprove the opening of these of this plant, but before that, we already had a supply chain issue. So raw materials are not easy to get.
Absolutely.
And when we limit ourselves to one or two main sources, then we put ourselves in trouble. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So the Breastfeeding Coalition Summit, you said the first time in July in North Idaho.
Yes.
Where, when, how?
Okay, sure. So the who, what, when. So it is happening in July on the 14th and the 15th of July. Those 2 days are packed full of case studies, information, resources. Our keynote speakers, Laura Wilson, who is the founder of Mother Journey, and Dr. Trill, who is the founder of Free to Feed. And both of those entities are have vastly different lenses through which they look at infant feeding. Molly Gonzalez is one of our speakers. She's a pediatric dentist over in Washington. We have speakers from Kootenai Health, social workers who are concerned with postpartum depression for mothers and things that the mental health issues that we deal with that may impact how they feed their babies. We have speech and language pathologists, Lindsay and Kimberly. We have a multitude of things going on. We have door prizes. We have auction items.
And is this for anybody and everybody?
This is for anybody. And not only do we want people to attend, we want people to know that they can, if they are in any kind of educational arena where they may want to collect CEUs for attending, those are available. We also want them, everybody to know that we are a nonprofit organization and are avidly looking for support and donations, auction items, all of the above. And they can reach us through the Idaho Breastfeeding Coalition website.
Okay. And what is that?
Let me just look. So it is idahobreastfeeding.com as well as idahobreastfeeding.org. Idaho Breastfeeding Coalition has a Facebook page as well, and use lots of...
Well, just Google it.
You'll find it.
So where is the summit?
The summit is... Oh, sorry. It's at the Hampton Inn at Riverstone in Coeur d'Alene.
Gotcha. Hampton
Very
Inn
easy,
at Riverstone.
Beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Lots of great places to eat. Right before you were introduced to me, you were talking about food and sunshine and music, all my favorite things. So it promises to be a really great couple of days.
My favorite things, too.
Yeah. We're excited.
Yeah. That whole Riverstone is... I was there for the first time in several years just last week. And I just driving around going, what is this?
Yeah, I know. Kind of
really
brand new.
Grown.
It's really a beautiful place.
So you're at the Hampton there on July 14th and 15th. You can go to idahobreastfeeding.org for more information or just Google Breastfeeding Coalition and you'll find lots of contacts. Here locally, you're at Kootenai Health. Is that your day in, day out?
That's my day in, day out place with my fellow other breastfeeding you know, we're all things breastfeeding at Kootenai. It's a baby-friendly hospital, which some people may already know that that's a organization designated which follows the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding.
Oh,
and again, sometimes the misnomer is that we only help breastfeeding moms, but I just want to emphasize that we help all moms feed their
babies. No, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you're a mom-to-be, especially a first time, and you may have questions, call you.
Yeah. Yeah, we get them in for outpatient appointments, pre or post. So we don't just see them for that 24 hours in the hospital. Mm-hmm. We see them before and after.
Great.
And give them as much support as we can. But we are in the business right now of trying to fill out the holes in the village. And that's what this summit is all about.
Maria Walden, thanks for joining us here today. Kinnexu Health, people can get in touch there and find out more.
Kootenai Health.
Kootenai Health.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Kootenai Health is in Sandpoint, and I'm after them right now, so they can look forward to seeing me in the next day or two.
I have Kinnexu Health on the show all the time. It just slips out.
It's okay.
Maria, thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you. We'll do it again sometime.
Great. I love it. Thanks.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, switching gears a little bit, there's a new title company in town. They're affiliated with Kootenai Health in Coeur d'Alene, and they are called Kootenai Health. Kootenai Title in Coeur d'Alene. I'm all mixed up today. And Bonner Title now in Sandpoint. They have a big open house tonight. We'll learn all about it and more coming up later on. And coming up next, we have Drift Lakeside with us, and Josh and Maddie Durrell will be talking to us about their new restaurant out in Hope. So stick around.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, or for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Ponderay.
You can't be an outlaw without breaking a few rules. It's our new independent three-link suspension and the feel of 1,000 cc's of turf-defying power. It's a tougher-than-nails attitude that leaves a clean cut and every other mower in its wake. There's a new class of outlaws in Bad Boy Country. Rule breakers, everyone.
Your exclusive North Idaho Bad Boy mower dealer is Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Southeast Way in Post Falls, or on the web at jordansales.com.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's back, our 9th annual hang tag sale. This is North Idaho's largest new and pre-owned vehicle sale of the year. All our inventory has been reduced by thousands, and prices are clearly marked in the windshield of every vehicle. Trade-in values are at an all-time high, and interest rates are still low. There has never been a better time to stop by the dealership. Located just south of the Long Bridge, or visit us online at pierceautocenter.com. And remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday here on KSBT KBFI. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and our guests are Josh and Maddie, is it Durrell?
Yes.
Durrell, I got that right. From Drift Lakeside, our area's probably the newest restaurant, I'm thinking. They're in Hope on Highway 200 in the old CHOP behind Holiday Shores gas station. It was originally Dock on the Bay, I believe, and then became Sweet Lou's. Mm-hmm. And now it's Drift Lakeside. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
And welcome to North Idaho. And tell us a little bit about yourselves and your background.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Okay. Well, I am originally from Joplin, Missouri. I moved to California back in 2011 and wound up in Palm Springs area for school, just to get, you know, go to for hospitality management, culinary arts. I've just always been in love with the restaurant industry. And my next door neighbor turned out to be my husband. And that's how we met. And then ever since then, we've been talking about opening a restaurant and how to do it and where to do it. And it's just always been a dream of ours. And we've just decided to pull the trigger on it. So, yeah.
So, Josh, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, same thing. I was out in the desert cooking when we ran into each other. And then I was with the Hilton. I was at PGA West Private Clubhouse. And we managed that place for almost 10 years and ended up opening a couple restaurants for them. And then going to Texas for a year, took the family, and then came back to California. And then the Rona slowed us down and didn't put us to work much. We came somewhere where they're letting chefs cook and found a beautiful spot out here. My best friend lives out here and found a restaurant that was available. And that's what we jumped on. And we're here now. We live up in the mountains in Clark Fork.
That's quite a change from Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
We went from sand to snow, you know, and pretty quick. But the snow wasn't too bad. We had a lot of time together over the wintertime, so it was nice, you know. In our career, we work so much. It's not a lot of family time. Mm-hmm. But out here, it allows us to do what we do and then also have time for our family.
Yeah. And I've been coming to Idaho ever since I was little. My dad has a house in Driggs, Idaho, in southern Idaho. And every Christmas, every summer, that is where our place was. So I fell in love with Idaho a long, long time ago. It was just deciding how to get up here and where. Because it's such a rural area, rural state, so we found our spot, and we're here for the long run.
So Drift Lakeside is your new spot, where Sweet Lou's used to be, Dock of the Bay. It was Chop It most recently, I believe. So how do you describe that to people, like behind Holiday Shores?
Yeah, it's been nice to open up that way because not a ton of signage is out, and we can slowly get our stuff together as we open up. But it's directly behind the gas station.
Gotcha.
Right on the water. So it literally almost, you can't see it. It's it's directly behind the store. But it's probably one of the best views on the lake, especially during sundown.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous spot.
And so we're going to be getting some signage out, our grand openings this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So once we get We'll get some signage out on the road probably next week, and it'll be easier to find. And then we're doing the radio stuff, and we have, you know, a bunch of marketing on social media, stuff like that. But kind of quietly wanted to open up, but now the word's out. So
are you open now?
Yes. Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 p.m. Our hours will go till 9 p.m. after this week when we have our grand opening this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll get to the grand opening in a minute, but first tell us, okay, what is Drift Lakeside? What is the food? What do you...
So we're New American Casual Fine Dining, which kind of gives chefs...
New American Casual Fine
Dining. Yeah, it gives us an excuse to kind of, like, we cook whatever we want, but nowadays everybody wants a label on stuff. So I have a lot of different background. I was classically trained with Cordon Bleu. Huh? And then a lot of Mexican influence, being that we were an hour and a half from the Mexican border in the desert for so long. And then I'm from Central Valley, so agriculture, cold water seafood, the Central Coast, grew up real close to that. So it gives me an excuse and opportunity to cook whatever I want. You know, we have a lot of Vietnamese flavors, Mexican flavors, American flavors, comfort food. So it just kind of gives us a chance to do what we want. Her cocktails can kind of speak to the food that we're doing and using, you know, she's using like ghost chili powder to rim a spicy margarita and she's doing fun stuff. So we're just trying to bring the new vibe to the lake, you know, kind of nothing. We're going to use what we can use around us. I'm using foragers, been getting in some really nice morels. Miner's lettuce will be coming in this week. I'm gonna do some fun stuff with that. Kind of everything. I'm trying to source everything around us.
Super local.
Celebrate
we
North
super
Idaho.
Super local. So
yeah, we're all about North Idaho. So we're not here to change anything. We're here to vibe.
Getting hungry just listening to all this. And if you are hungry this weekend, you want to come out for your grand opening. Maddie, tell us what's happening with the grand opening.
So on the grand opening, it's this Saturday, the 25th, we are doing sort of like a shrimp boil, slash buffet style between 5 and 8 p.m. But we are going to be open from 11 to 3 with our happy hour menu. So people are more than welcome to come by for that. And
great
we are,
way to try stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we are going to have live music. Our whole setup outside will be completed. Both patios will be ready to rock. And yeah, I think we're just...
So Saturday we got the shrimp boil, and then Ian Newbill's playing music outside. Okay. It'll be fun. And then Sunday we just... I just locked it in. We're gonna have we're gonna do a sushi pop up out there. So we'll have a sushi chef on Sunday 1 to 5, coming doing his own menu. He used to
do Shogun.
Shogun was his restaurant here. He's back in town, so he's gonna do a pop up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Just kind of have some fun, and we plan on doing that throughout the summer. Local vendors, other chefs doing pop ups at the restaurant.
That's great.
We can have just kind of a change. There's not a lot out there. So we want to kind of bring a lot of different stuff and have fun.
And the area is growing tourism's growing. So, it's kind of a win-win. Again, the grand opening this Saturday, 11 to 3 with the happy hour menu all day. The shrimp boil from 5 until 8. All you can eat shrimp. And what goes along with the shrimp?
So we're going to do, typical boil, red potatoes, corn. But the shrimp we're using I'm working with aquaponics out in Oxon, Montana. They actually raise... saltwater shrimp out there. So they're...
Who would have thought? Yeah, Knox in Montana.
Yeah. So we're sourcing shrimp from Montana right down the street.
Saltwater shrimp from Knox in Montana.
So we'll do boiling those. Typical boil. My business partner is going to be out. He's from Texas. So we're doing kind of a crawfish boil. He's got his own recipe. And then we're doing Texas slow smoked pork tacos, homemade tortillas.
Oh, I love it.
Little jalapeno crema. And then we're doing our Caesar salad and our strawberry filled salad. Just so we can have some of the healthy stuff for the people who like things a little healthier.
Yeah.
And then, lots of good cocktail specials, Ian playing music, and should be fun.
That sounds great. For the Saturday event from 5 to 8, do you need reservations?
Yeah, we're going to leave a little bit of room for walk-ins, but it's a buffet. We can only take so many occupancy and stuff. We're filling up pretty quick. It's $55 a head, all-you-can-eat shrimp. You have the tacos and the salads that come along with it. Strongly recommend doing reservations, and that's at all times. We've been getting busy.
So how do people make reservations?
They can just call our number, and they'll be able to leave a voicemail. They can make a reservation on social media if they need to.
Do you have a website yet?
It's in the works. We're talking Open Table today.
Is that the 597-7259 number?
Yes, it is.
Okay. She doesn't know her number, but I do.
I know.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Well, honestly, if people ask me, what's your daughter's phone number? I don't know.
I'm so bad at numbers, guys. Just her name. I'm going to be honest with you.
So give them a call at Drift Lakeside and make a reservation. I highly recommend this Saturday's event. It's going to be great. 208-597-7259. 208-597-7259. You can find them on Facebook in case you didn't write down that number, and check it out. And again, so the shrimp boil, all you can eat shrimp, Texas tacos, and more is this Saturday from 5 to 8. And then a very special pop-up sushi Sunday this Sunday. So I look forward to a great summer for you guys, your first summer. What about year round? After the fall hits, have you thought about what to do next week?
We're gonna be open year round.
Oh, great!
We're gonna be closed the month of January, and half the month of December, and then probably open back up for Super Bowl, and get things going.
Finally, got your baby to smile after 10 minutes.
Yes. Oh, now she's waving.
Hey, Mason. All right. Well, Josh, Maddie, great to meet you guys, and welcome to North Idaho. And I can't wait for this Saturday and for this summer. Now that it's officially summer.
It's officially summer.
Let's
We're excited.
Go to Drift Lakeside out on Highway 200 in Hope. And with that, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with more here on North Idaho Thursday right after this.
Have you heard the legend of the beast? It's a tale that's been told in these parts for generations. They say the beast stalks the local woods and roads. A rugged, fearless animal who feeds on wet pavement, thick mud, and fresh snow. It's quick as a bird, but strong as a bull. An alpha predator with a roar that can rip concrete and steely teeth that gnash through even the thickest of brush. The beast isn't scared. It doesn't have to be. It owns these parts. But there's still a chance it can be tamed by the right hero. Whether you're looking for the ultimate tool on the worksite or just a wreck vehicle fit for a weekend warrior, Ford F-150 is your best choice for work or play. Visit your local Northwest Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to see why the new Northwest Edition F-150 is creating a beastly legend all its own.
Hayden Furniture Depot proudly announces the arrival of the most incredible outdoor furniture ever made. Furniture so innovative and indestructible, it stays outside in snow, ice, and rain. No covering or moving for weather. Tables have matching Adirondack styles that are amazingly comfortable. Both available in multiple styles and colors, and a 20-year warranty is provided. You can cherish this outdoor furniture forever. Stop by Hayden Furniture today, off Highway 95 at Haycraft in Coeur d'Alene.
The reasons to treat yourself to a frozen drink from Mickey D's go on and on and on. It's more than a drink. It's a Mickey D's drink.
Turn up your summer with a refreshing frozen drink. Right now, you can grab a small size icy drink like a frozen Coca-Cola or Minute Maid Tropical Mango Slushy for just $1.69. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The I didn't realize you liked me that way deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now get the sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or other breakfast favorites, and get another for just a dollar. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family. In collaboration with Merck.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today, our final segment for this week. Then we'll send you off into this summertime. It's North Idaho Thursday here on KBFI KSPT. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined by a couple of folks. They have a Kootenai title in Coeur d'Alene and now Bonner title right here in Sandpoint. JT Jacobson, who is the GM, the president, and the main dude, from what I've been told. And Carrie Bertrand is with us, who's the marketing specialist, marketing director with us. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks
for having us.
Glad to be
and
here.
Welcome to Sandpoint. It's great to have you guys. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And tell us about Bonner Title and the who, what, where, how, and why you're here.
All right. Yeah, we've had Kootenai Title in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for about 50 years.
Yeah.
And just with the migration of people coming from, you know, Coeur d'Alene to Sandpoint and across the border, we decided to come into the Bonner market and bring the same level of service and local ownership that we've provided in Coeur d'Alene for the last 50 years. And just thought it was a good fit. And we're just slowly coming into the market, not trying to take over anything, just providing both our clients in Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint realtors, lenders, options for both sides of the border.
So I've learned a little bit more about title companies since talking to Carrie. And so what makes you guys, I mean, there's several, everybody knows who they are, that have been here for a while. What makes you guys any different or separates you from them?
Yeah, and it's definitely our North Idaho ownership. And, you know, what that means is local decision making. A lot of the other companies have to go through a corporate ladder to get a decision. And in title and escrow, all the fees are the same, the product's the same, everything's the same. So you can't really shop on price or product or anything like that. So it comes down to service. And
can you imagine what a nightmare that would be? I mean, it's stressful enough buying or selling.
Definitely. So it makes it so there's some tricky things out there, you know, access issues, different things if you look along the lake that we can make a decision on at my desk, or I can make that decision where maybe an underwriter would say, no, that's just too much risk. So we're able to, you know, provide different options to people that maybe another title company said, no, we won't insure that. I could come in and say, hey, this is not a big risk for me.
Gotcha.
And actually insure that transaction.
Because they're looking at, I mean, they're making like a nationwide decision.
Exactly. And we have our underwriters that we do go to and check with, and we have to, you know, live by some of their decisions. But typically we can look at something, and it's a risk. It's insurance. So it is a risk-based product. And I could look if my risk is low, I could see if, you know, hey, yeah, we will take that deal and get it done. It's not saying we insure everything. We do take a hard look at it, but it just provides a different option if another title company said too much risk because they had to go to Boise or they had to go to Seattle to get the answer.
Gotcha.
So basically they call me on my desk.
You know, most people don't know a lot about what title companies do. I mean, I just learned a lot in the last 2 minutes. And so Carrie, what is your role? And you were from Yakima and then...
Yes, initially I was from Yakima, Washington. I worked for title and escrow over there. And then I made the glorious decision to move to North Idaho. Couldn't be happier about it. For those of you that are familiar with Yakima, the answer is just looking around you to know why I actually came here.
Absolutely.
So I get the best of both worlds. I do marketing for Kootenai and for Bonner. So I get to be in Sandpoint 50% of my time and Coeur d'Alene 50% of my time, and love both. Had a great, warm, welcoming experience in both cities. So love it and happy to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. And you have something going on this afternoon at Bonner Title.
We do. Excited to say that we're having an open house ribbon cutting. It's a pet-friendly event from 4 to 6 tonight. There'll be food and drinks hosted by Trinity, so it should be a fun little event. We're located on 115 East Lake Street, which is the Sand Creek Lofts, which is right on the water. So it should be a lovely venue.
And sharing the parking lot with the powerhouse.
Yes, correct.
Just to make sure you don't go on the other one. 15 Lake Street.
Correct. And it's just a perfect day for it. So we'll host inside and outside and would love to see anyone that wants to come down and meet you. So it's bring your pets.
Open to the public just to meet you guys and check it out.
Open to the public and to the pets, yes.
So how did you guys decide on the lofts? I mean, that's where it started. I saw your sign in the window. I was just happened to be driving by and I'm going, wait, those are condominiums. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually had a different location, more downtown. It was an older house and had the deposit down there. And then we have a lot of contacts within the area and Coeur d'Alene. So I had a realtor friend of mine, the Slettinger family, that did the Sand Creek Lofts.
Well, know them well.
Yeah. And so she called me and said, you know, we have 700 square feet. I didn't need a lot of square feet because we'll start with maybe we have a title officer, we'll have an escrow officer, and then carry. So we, you know, 700 square feet worked. It was a lot nicer location than I was looking at. So I told the guys with the other location they could keep my deposit and just kind of moved on over to the Sand Creek Lofts. And the nice part was that we moved up a title officer from Boise, so we were able to get the condo next to it that I was able to lease for her to live in. So her commute's fabulous. It's about...
Next door.
So, yeah, so it was just a perfect location, perfect size for us. And as we grow, we'll probably have to move. And a lot of people didn't know there was commercial there because it is a condominium-type building. Mm-hmm. So that's why Carrie's done a good job on the signage and putting, you know, that it is a commercial part of that building. So and we really like it there.
Yeah, well, that's great. We're talking to J.T. Jacobson, the president and general manager of Bonner Title, and Carrie Bertrand is with us, who is in the marketing. And speaking of the marketing, how do you, what's your game plan coming into Sandpoint when there's other title companies here and hundreds of realtors? How do you get information to them, letting them know you're here?
Well, it's something I'm still trying to discover along the way, but inherently, I am a volunteer at heart. I love being involved in the community, so I found in Sandpoint.
But you came to the right community
I
for
think
that.
So it's everyone's just been so warm and welcoming, as I was saying earlier, and it's been really easy to just find groups of people that have brought me in, and from there, just making friends naturally, creating relationships, and I think when you give back to the community, that really helps. Establish those relationships too. So just volunteering as much as I can and being a part of anything and everything.
You're part of the Rotary, which put on a tremendous event just last weekend with the annual Chafe 150. And you've joined the Chamber of Commerce, and you just this week went to your first Chamber Ambassador. By the way, how did that differ from like the Coeur d'Alene Chamber Ambassadors, or did you have ambassadors in Yakima as well?
To be really honest, I'm much more focused on Sandpoint and my involvement here. We do have marketing representatives in Coeur d'Alene, so I haven't really had some experience in joining those groups. I've put a lot of my focus into
this. I meant to ask
area.
You that the other day at lunch, and I thought, I'm just wondering if we're doing all right.
Yes. Well, and I do have the comparison from other groups in Yakima, and so far it's so good. I've told JT several times, I feel like I've already lived here for a year just from the people I've met and how kind everyone has been and how open everyone is.
So back to the title part of it, JT. So tell us a little bit more about the title business in general. I mean, usually if you're buying a house, for example, and a realtor will say, I'm going to use Bonner Title. Mm-hmm. And generally, I would imagine unless the new homeowner has done business paths with somebody else. I mean, is it up to the buyer to make that decision? Or?
And typically it is up to the buyer, whoever's writing that contract. So it would be up to the buyer to make that decision. But like you said, most people don't know.
Well, it's great. It's great knowing that they're all the same price.
Yeah. And so there's no need to shop on that. And usually they have a trusted realtor. So they'll trust that real estate agent or that lender, to where to go to. So really our marketing goes out to the realtors, the lenders, the developers, and the builders. And we try to provide different levels of service to each one, whereas we have different free, you know, mapping type services, home books, just different things we can get in front of them. It really is a relationship business. And then once we get that relationship with that realtor, if we could provide some level of service or something where they make money by using our tools, then we get them for life. And then they're.
So in general, just from my own knowledge, do realtors share the love, or do they say, oh, I'm going with Joe Blow Title and I'm sticking with them forever?
In Kootenai County, we've always focused on the top 5% of the real estate agents because they're doing 90, 95% of the business.
I think it's the same here.
And they're pretty loyal. They'll find a closer that they love to death, and they'll find a employee or a marketing agent that they love to death.
It's all about customer service.
And who can provide and who can make them look good, because we're the last step in the process. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at the houses, they're doing that, they're writing it up. We get the contract, we go through the whole process. They get to the signing table, that's the last time they're going to really think about this process. So usually the last step is what you remember in something. So we really need to make that realtor look good in that closing. And if we can make them look good, then they'll come back to us. And that top 5% of real estate agents are pretty loyal. We always say you should have contacts with 2-3 different title companies, because you never know where you get pushed in. If you're on the selling side, you don't know where that buyer's going to push you. So
exactly,
you definitely want relationships, and even in smaller areas with all the title companies.
And Carrie, how do people find you? I mean, if they just want to talk, do you have a website yet for Bonner Title? Or
we're in the midst of co-branding, so you'll find when you locate the Kootenai Title website, you'll see Bonner Title as well. But it's brand new. We're in the process of doing all of that right now. But at this point, there's many ways to reach us, but it's hard to remember all of that on the radio. But probably the easiest would just to be to go to KootenaiTitle.com.
Gotcha. And again, remind you at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the lofts at Sand Creek, 115 East Lake Street, Suite 201. They have a grand opening celebration. It's an open house for anybody. Great food and beverages. Bring your dog if you want, and we'll see you there.
Sounds great.
Thanks for having us on.
That's it for today. Back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.